Around 8 on a school night in August, Brenda Watts called the police to say her grandson, Miles Hill, never came home. She was expecting him to be dropped off by Little Miracles Academy.
It's 8:07, and they said my baby ain't go to school, but he went to school this morning. I gave them the payment and signed the papers for my baby this morning. And it's after 8 o'clock, and they ain't got my baby home yet.
Orlando police initially worked the case as a missing child investigation, but OPD Chief John Mina says they later found the three-year-old. Miles had been left for close to 12 hours in the daycare van with temperatures reaching about 140 degrees.
The daycare worker picked up Miles and other kids in an attempt to drive them to the other Little Miracles Academy on 2514 West Colonial Drive. She returned to the daycare center on Plymouth and did not realize that Miles was still in the van.
In a release video, an OPD detective tries to open the same doors as Miles would have if he tried to exit the van on his own. And the detective shows with the locks in place, it's very difficult to get out.
I'm able, if I use my thumb to do it. I'm a 44-year-old male, weighs 195 pounds, and I'm using great amount of force to get it to open. But at locked, if Miles was not able to manipulate that and wasn't aware that the manual lock is here, in a locked position, I cannot exit the vehicle.
The head of Little Miracles Academy, Audrey Thornton, later apologized to the family.
I'm sorry for your loss. And I don't want y'all to be upset with me. And I loved Miles, and I took care of Miles since he was a baby. And if y'all can forgive me, I'm so sorry.
Thornton has since had to close both her locations permanently. According to the Florida Department of Children and Families, the daycare driver who's been charged with Miles' death never did the required headcount, and the daycare has been cited before for other violations in the past. According to Police Chief Mina, Miles became the fifth child in Florida to die last year from being left in a hot vehicle. At the time, Governor Rick Scott called it a tragedy, hinting at possible legislative changes.
My oldest grandson's 5 and a half. I've got one as young as a little less than 2 years old, and you just can't imagine this happening. Anytime this happens, people ought to be held accountable. You should always step back and say, okay, so what can we do differently? If there's something that we can do, is something that DCF or there's a legislation that we can do to hopefully prevent this?
Now, Orlando Democratic Senator Linda Stewart is carrying a bill called the Child Safety Alarm Act.
The bill requires daycare vehicles used to transport children to be equipped with a reliable safety alarm system by 2019. I filed this after my community was shaken by the death of Miles Hill.
Florida ranks number 2 in the nation for children left alone in hot cars, and Stewart says the least lawmakers can do is to ensure the safety of kids in child care facilities and large family child care homes.
Sadly, horrific deaths like this always seem to happen in all over the state, and the Department of Children and Family Services will test various systems to provide a list of the most reliable. The systems described in the bill are inexpensive, but no matter the dollar involved, the long-term cost of horrific, repeated, and preventable instances of children dying is something that we as lawmakers in our state cannot ignore.
While that measure passed its first Senate committee Monday, its House companion has not yet had a committee hearing. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.